Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dean Jaruzicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigme Pobsanam about it is said in the sutras. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigme Pobsanam. 11,993, April 10th, 2025, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. It is said in the sutras that the mind makes us into the thus come one. The body's actions come from the mind. Therefore, it is important for the mind, first of all, to be settled and tranquil. In our minds, everything comes from one place. This one place, which is the mind, must be constantly used and kept pure. Thus, when our minds are clean, then others like and tend to follow us. However, following someone with a lot of impurities will impact us with their negative traits, which we too will acquire. Thus, our actions and speech then make all others uncomfortable, always going in the wrong direction. Similarly, a green color attracts the same green color. For this reason, we make connections with those whom we like and subsequently those whom we dislike are not the same as us. However, despite all our efforts to be pure, we acquire impurities in our minds from others. On the other hand, our own unblemished nature and brightness eliminate the impurities of others who can over time receive help from us. Therefore, in order to understand the self-nature of the mind, we should practice all the more so as to eliminate our negativity. The mind is always revolving and undulating, and so we should always reflect on our own thoughts, speech, and actions to guide ourselves onto the correct path. The mind does not have self-nature, and so we must all the more take care of it. When the mind, which is our own original self-nature, begins to perceive what we see, we actually make ourselves the thus come one. This may be difficult to understand, but as the impurities in our minds disappear, we can attain our self-nature. The self-nature is a place without birth or death. This precious realization is our own infinite treasure, and hence the 84,000 illusions and delusions are dispelled. Therein, we are always together with ourselves. This is why we are actually in the original form of the self, namely as Buddha and Bodhisattva, thus come one. When we consider ourselves as precious, then we must regard others as precious as well. Thank you very much, Jigme Pobsanam. Thank you. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigwang de Popsenem. 8923 November 13, 2016 Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Sukamuni Buddha in the Lotus Sutra addresses his disciples and students as good men and good women. According to Buddha, all the disciples, students and others, followers of his teaching, as well as those who practice accordingly, are truly good. They are good because originally all have Buddha nature and so are clean, clear, pure and innocent. It means that with such Buddha nature we can be infinitely happy, and also explains why Sukamuni Buddha referred to all his followers as good men and good women. All of us have the seed to be infinitely joyous. However, despite this beautiful Buddha nature, the karma created during many lives obscures our vision and impedes us from finding the true self. At the same time, the karma I is mistaken for the true self. So karma dictates what is to be done and brings forth the corresponding actions. This in turn creates more heavy karma as the six senses become unclear and sullied. That is why unnecessary suffering afflicts sentient beings. In such a state of suffering, the truth is then mistakenly seen as untruth, and what is untrue is seen as true, thus causing profound confusion in life. Therefore, the more that Buddha is followed and practice undertaken according to his teaching, the purer Buddha nature becomes. The clarity gained then makes it possible to meet the true I, and consequently have a boundlessly radiant life. Sukamuni Buddha pitied all sentient beings who were suffering and wanted to determine the best way to eliminate their plight. He therefore decided to go to the cold mountain to practice and attain enlightenment. No matter what kind of sentient being it may be, everyone, and human beings in particular, have Buddha nature and can live a most happy and serene existence. He wanted to give them the treasure of his teachings so that they could become Buddha like Sukamuni Buddha. After imparting his first teachings, he subsequently taught for 45 years. Instead of complaining about not being happy, it is essential to tell ourselves that we and all others have Buddha nature and can help each other to succeed. All can be supremely elated because it is a priceless gift to receive the teaching of Buddha from Sukamuni Buddha himself. It is thus best to dwell in a state of constant delight, because happiness will also draw favorable situations towards ourselves. This joy and contentment come because of the principle of the law of cause and effect. Thank you very much, Jigwang de Popsenem. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jigwang de Popsenem. I wish you a wonderful, nice and happy week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.